I want to encourage all of you to read the Bible regularly, every day, at home. Even if it's only 15 minutes, and to try and study it. I want to show you a picture of my first Bible, one page in it, to show you how I studied it. This is how I studied my Bible. Now, those of you who feel you can study the Bible on your phone, I challenge you to do something like this on your phone. It's a deception to think, it's all right, I use my phone when I don't have my Bible with me. And especially if I want to look up any other place in the Bible where that verse comes. But I would never have known the Bible if I had not systematically studied verse by verse and seen those lines that you see are connecting one verse with another, and you see the link, and I have references there. There's a middle column which has got cross references to other parts of the Bible, and I would look that up. And then if I found something else which is not written there, I would write it on the side. And then something else I discovered in that passage, I would write there. And this is just one page, you know, Hebrews chapter 12, which is a very important chapter. And so I want to encourage you to, you don't have to do it to this extent. I mean, this is over a period of years. It's not something in 1 year that I did this. But little by little. And this is the first Bible I had, which is a King James Version. I use a NASB now. But I want to tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, your life will change. Your relationship with your husband and wife will change. You will overcome sin if the Word of God, you respect the Word of God. So, thank you. You can turn it off now. I want to show you a verse in Psalm 138. Psalm 138 and verse 2. The last part, it says, "You have magnified your word above all your name," or together with all your name. Now, if you respect the name of Jesus, I hope you do, God's word has been magnified to that extent. To neglect the word of God is like saying, "I don't care for the name of Jesus." Really? You don't care for the name of Jesus? That's what you're saying when you neglect the word of God someday. I don't want to live a single day in my life without the name of Jesus. I know that's that name by which Satan trembles, and by which I can get answers to prayer. And so, if the Lord has magnified his word according to all his name or above all his name, wow. It's quite an insult to God if I don't read it every day. Think of the Bible as a letter written by someone who loves you very much to you. What would you do if you got such a letter one day? If you just ignored it and tossed it aside and said, "Well, I'll read it some other time." I would say without a doubt, I don't know who wrote that letter to you, but you certainly don't love that person. That's pretty clear. Crystal clear. I don't need to know who wrote it or what is in it. But if you get a letter from someone who you claim to love and you don't read it, it's a clear indication that you don't really love. The world is full of Christians who say, "I love Jesus." But here's one proof of it. I want to hear what he has to say to me. And there's not any other book in the whole world from which I can hear what he has to say to me other than the Bible. That's one of the first things. I was converted in 1959, July, when I was 19 and a half. And I had not read the whole Bible until then, even though I grew up in a Christian family and went to Sunday school regularly. But I decided, even if I don't understand it, I'm going to read the whole Bible. And in 6 months, if I remember right, definitely not more than 7 months, within about 6 or 7 months, I read from the Genesis all the way to Revelation. Did I understand it all? No, a lot of it I didn't understand. But I read through it. And I said, Lord, I have become your child now. And I want to show you that I want to respect the one letter you wrote to man. The one book you have given to man. I'm your child now and I want to show you by reading it from cover to cover, even if I don't understand most of it, that I respect it and I believe your love for me. And after that, I would read it systematically, large sections of the Old Testament, as and when I had time. And the New Testament, you know, every day, large sections of the Old Testament and the New Testament, a small portion which I would meditate on. And like that, I went through the Bible again and again and again through many years. And I can tell you, it has changed my life. It has given me direction. It was through the Bible that I got clear direction as to what God's will for my life was. And if I had not read the Bible, I would not have got a clear call from God to leave my job. I would still be sitting in the Navy and or retired from there and not done what God wanted me to do. It was from the Bible that I got direction to whom I was to marry and many, many, many other things. And when I was tempted, it was from the Bible that I got to know how I could overcome. And when I faced trials, it was from the Bible I came to know that God would stand by me through those trials. I mean, we hear all these things. But when you read them again and again, it gets deeply imprinted in our minds. It's just like the Lord wrote His commandments on a rock. He writes His law in our hearts and in our minds. And he'll never do it if he sees, let me say it plainly, that you insult God by neglecting His word. You know what you do by neglecting God's word? You are insulting Almighty God. You're insulting Jesus Christ. He took all that trouble to write this book through so many different people over a number of years. And there are people who have laid down their life for this book, who would long to get one copy of it. There are many people in my country who do not have one page of this book translated in their language. There are a number of them which have. I remember once I was preaching in one part of the country and some years ago, and somebody was translating for me. And I said, let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. And he said to me, brother, we don't have the Old Testament translated in our language. I said, wow. I cannot quote a single verse from the Old Testament in that particular part of the country. I came home deeply appreciating, first of all, that I could read English and that the Bible had been translated into English. It's when you see somebody else not having what you have. When people get plenty of food, they don't value it. Where people are so rich that they can have such a spread on their table, they can have a choice whether they eat this or that, or what to spread on my bread, etc. They don't appreciate what in some other countries, they don't have anything to spread on their bread. They'll eat whatever they're given because they're so poor, and I've been to such homes myself. It's when we see what people lack that we appreciate what we have. And I want to say to all of you sitting here among the, I don't know who, the poorest person sitting here, whoever it is, I want to tell you, you have 10 times more than what many people in our country have. Really. Learn to appreciate the things that you have, the food that you have, the clothes that you have, the house that you live in. Many, many people don't have it. And above all, learn to appreciate the fact that you know English and that you have the Bible in your own language. Please read it. And read other Christian books as well. I used to have the habit in my younger days to read one Christian book in a month. I would go to the Bible bookshop and buy one book and I would read it. I would be selective. I'd look through and use not words. I mean, if I found the, I'd skim through it in the bookshop and if I found it was all intellectual, just speaking to my head, I wouldn't buy that. But if I found it was a testimony of a man, a biography, I would get it. Or if it was speaking to my heart, I would turn a few pages and see if it was speaking to my heart. I would pick up that. I would put aside all the books. That's why most commentaries are all speaking to the head by full Bible commentaries. I never read any of them. That's why I decided to write a commentary myself through the Bible, which you have here. If you don't have a copy, you must pick up one and study it. Because there, I have tried to explain the meaning of the Bible in relation to the new covenant that we preach. It's very important, dear brothers and sisters. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.